All right, g'day everybody. I think we're live. We're pretty much on time. Sorry, I was just setting my rosters for tomorrow, so I lost track of time there. A few more games tonight, so we'll take a little bit longer than last night. And I probably even rushed a little bit last night, so we might slow down a little bit for today. I've got a few names that people have dropped in the chat that we want to touch on tonight. We've got Amani Brooks, Terence Davis, Marcus Smart, and I think Rob Williams was mentioned earlier in the chat there somewhere as well. So we might just touch on him, but let's jump into the first game. I think I've got these in order. So first game was Sacramento and Charlotte. This was a pretty weird ending to the game. And look, Terence Davis right off the bat. Let's start with him. The minutes were oddly low, but he did have a bit of foul trouble, and the rotations were sort of weird because of the Hornets lineup. So I wouldn't worry too much about those minutes. I think they'll come back up a little bit. Marvin Bagley was pretty hot in this one, so they stuck with him. And Tristan Thompson got a decent run as well there. So Terence Davis, look, he's a must-roster player. You have to go and pick him up. Harrison Barnes has cooled off as we thought he would. I'm still holding him, but this is more like what I was expecting for the season, I guess. That hot start was a bit of a anomaly, so don't sort of expect that to come back. Looking down the roster, as I said there, Bagley was pretty good tonight. And look, I mean, he's carved out a nice rotation, and credit to him after the start to the season. He's looking pretty good. Good enough to probably consider in a 12-team league. I'm not sure I'd sort of consider him must roster. I don't think you have to go and pick him up, but he's fine with the minutes he's playing at the moment. And depending on Holmes, I think Holmes is out again tomorrow. I'm pretty sure they've ruled him out for tonight and tomorrow night. So Alex Len, look, he played 13 minutes tonight. Tristan Thompson played 21, so maybe you could stream in one of those guys, Thompson, for rebounds, but not much else. So not a lot to see there. For the Hornets, they were without basically their whole team. So the minutes are wild. The production is wild. Until we know who's actually playing on a nightly basis, it's hard to project outside of their main guys. Cody Martin obviously has to be added, but probably has been added by now. And James Booknight's the interesting one there. Look, he went off a career night by far. So we've seen this once. It's not something that we're probably going to see again for a while. But while they've got all these players out, look, he's going to get minutes if he's hot. So feel free to just go and stream him in and see what happens. But don't be surprised if he doesn't do much in the next game. The Mavericks took on the Pacers in the next game. Pretty easy victory to the Pacers, actually, which I probably wasn't expecting. Finney Smith is a guy I've got in a few leagues. I'm okay with holding him. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get up and down production, but he'll generally get you a steal or two and a couple of threes, which is all you really want from him. Going down, Brunson, he's looked okay. He has cooled off a bit. I'd be holding him, though, because it's pretty clear that Luka doesn't look right. He appeared to injure his leg again in this game. So whether I think he's questionable for their next game already, I mean, you don't drop him, obviously, but Doncic just doesn't look healthy. So I don't know whether there's going to be a period coming sort of looking ahead where they're going to give him a few nights off. I'm not sure whether that will happen. But Brunson is the guy there that you want to be holding. No one else for them. Kleber, I mean, he's just disappointed since we sort of talked him up a little bit. He hasn't done anything, so you're fine to move on from him. For the Pacers, Duarte cooled down. I could have seen this coming. He's been really good the last few games. I'm still holding him just because of his role, but his minutes weren't that high tonight. They went a little bit with O'Shea Brissett. A bit more. So he's a name I'd just be watching. The Pacers, I mean, we've heard all the rumours about their roster changing up, so you just really have to keep an eye on things. But the only guys you're really targeting, their starting five at the moment, are probably all must-roster players. Outside of them, it's streaming at will and just hope that you strike it lucky with someone. The Nets got over the Hawks. Hawks were up in this one, so good job by the Nets to come back. Bembry's still starting, but you're not adding him, obviously. This was Bruce Brown's best game in a while, so look, he's fine if you want to stream him in, but I think I've added him two or three times this year, and he just lets me down every time, so I'm not going near him again at the moment. Claxton was interesting, didn't really play, may not have even played at all in the first half, and if he did, it was only a couple of minutes. He had been good leading up to this, didn't do much tonight, but look, just watch him and just see what the rotations look like. They did go with LaMarcus Aldridge a little bit more in this one, and then Cam Thomas continues to get minutes as well, so he's another guy to keep an eye on. For the Hawks, Luau Cabarro started but did nothing. You can stream him in if you want some threes, but as you can see here, it's really hit or miss. Gallo cooled off a little bit, but 13 points and 6 rebounds with 3 triples is fine. That's enough. But Cam Reddish is going to bump up his playing time as we move forward, so that will impact Gallo. Reddish, look, if you picked him up, it was pretty disappointing tonight. Obviously, he didn't hit a field goal, but he's going to get minutes as well. They need his defense out there on the wing, so I would just hold him and see what happens the next couple of games. And Kevin Huerter, good one. He seems to alternate good, bad games, but his minutes are locked in, so we're adding him everywhere. The Knicks took on the Raptors. Pretty scrappy game, to be honest. For the Knicks, RJ Barrett struggled with his shooting. That's what he does, but still had 19 points. He's a lot better in a points league, but if you want him in a category league and you're punting percentages, then feel free to grab him. Nerlens Noel played, but didn't do anything. Look, if he was dropped, I wouldn't be rushing to grab him. Fournier, I think I've put this on Twitter a number of times. I think he's more of a streamer based on what we're seeing. Alec Burks, the regression is coming. We're still holding him. He played 37 minutes, so I think his role is there. Although, who knows with Tom Thibodeau? I mean, he could bring Kemba Walker back in at some point. Mitchell Robinson, if you're holding him, you want rebounds and blocks, and you got 8 rebounds and 2 blocks, so that's really all you can ask for with him. Quickly and Rose were nothing special, and they're fringe guys, fine to hold on to, but not a lot of upside there. For the Raptors, Boucher started. This is probably best case scenario for Boucher, so if this is enough for you, you could hold until they start getting their guys back. At 14 and 8 with a block it's serviceable at best. So find a stream in, but I wouldn't be sort of looking at him as a long-term hold. And Gary Trent, look, he was pretty good in this one. Actually shot efficiently and got 3 steals, and that's what you're looking for from him. 3-pointers, steals, and hopefully efficient scoring. So, yep, just hold him and ride him. No one else really there for the Raptors. As I said, they've got a lot of guys out at the moment. I really just want OG to come back, but doesn't sound like that's happening for a while. The next game, the Bucks got over the Rockets. Rockets actually led this one for a decent amount of time. So Bucks did well to come back and look, credit to the Rockets. I mean, they've looked really good. It is their first loss in about 2 weeks, and it came to a pretty much full strength Bucks team. So even though they lost, I think they'll walk away with a lot of positives here. Giannis was great. Pat Connaughton, his best game in a while after I'd said he was a drop. He went out and had 16 points with 4 triples and 5 defensive stats. So go and grab him if you want to stream him back in. But next game, he could very well have 8 points and 3 rebounds and a steal. So he is a bit up and down, but he's okay to have because his minutes do seem to be consistent enough coming off the bench. We're not looking at anyone there. We know who the Bucks guys are. For the Rockets, Garrison Matthews stayed really hot from the field. So if he's not rostered, I have seen a few leagues where he hasn't been added yet. I would go and grab him. Deshaun Tate, this is what he does. He's good, he's bad, he contributes in multiple categories. The assists are really nice. Without Kevin Porter and Jalen Green there, his assists have gone way up the last week or two. So assists alone are probably enough to give him value. Christian Wood left with a leg injury, I think it was, but came back. He finished the game 21 and 13. Didn't get any defensive stats, which is a bit of a bummer, but you'll take 3 3-pointers from him. Amani Brooks, his best game in a little while. He's fine to stream in as well, but we've seen he's pretty hot and cold. And Eric Gordon, I actually added him in the league this morning. And look, I'm okay with 14 points and 6 assists, 3 triples. That's all you can ask for from him. So, yeah, he's a good guy to just grab if he's available. Şengün was pretty good again. 16 minutes, 15 points, 5 rebounds and a steal. Oh, look, we get asked about him all the time. I'm holding him wherever I can, but I don't know when those minutes are going to come. But at the moment, he's doing enough to have some back-end value. But if you need sort of more consistent production or more volume sort of production, I'm okay with dropping him. And so going, Amani Brooks, who was one of the names as I read through the list there again. Look, I think we're streaming him in. I think we're just picking him up. If you remember back to the end of last season, he was really good to end the season. He's going to fire off a lot of three-pointers, and he's sort of sneaky in steals as well. So didn't get any tonight, but we'll normally get you one or two. So Amani Brooks, I think, is probably someone we want to be.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Targeting at the moment. Cavs got over the Wolves pretty comfortably. Minutes were, I mean, you had guys like Lamar Stevens and Taco Fall getting on for the last 5 minutes, so that tells you all you need to know. Their starters, they're all must-roster players except for Okoro. He had 16 points. That's probably more than he'll score in his next 3 games combined, so I'm not grabbing him. Deep leagues, he's fine because he is playing good minutes. Rubio and Kevin Love are probably the two names here that people want to know about. Rubio has cooled off a bit now that the roster is sort of resembling what it will probably look like for the rest of the season, barring trades. He's still playing okay minutes, and he's going to get you assists and some steals. So if that's what you added him for or what you drafted him for, then he'll continue doing that. Just don't expect him to be giving you those 20-point games that he was giving you earlier in the season. And for Kevin Love, look, this could be his best game for the year. 18 points, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal and a block, which are great. But he's only playing 20, 22 minutes a night. So obviously he's not going to produce like that on a nightly basis. So again, he's fine as a back-end center if you want to grab him, especially if your build is around punting blocks and field goal percentage. So if you're sort of with a guard-heavy roster, he fits that build quite well. For the Wolves, Pat Beverley played. He was questionable coming in, but he looked okay. And 28 minutes in a game like this is a good indication that he's pretty healthy. So he needs to be added everywhere. Towns was really slow out of the gate, but sort of got going late to salvage his night. Vanderbilt, look, he's doing what you picked him up to do. He's getting defensive stats and he's getting rebounds. So he looks locked in as that starting power forward. And Malik Beasley is probably the other name there. Look, he's just a streamer, at least until D'Angelo Russell comes back. I don't know when that's going to be. They haven't sort of given a huge or a detailed update on his injury. So Hopefully he's not too far away, but until he's back, I think Beasley is worth streaming in. Pistons took on the Pelicans. This was just ugly. Pistons led early, and I think the Pelicans won the third quarter by about 30 points or something. So the Pistons are just bad. Isaiah Stewart, I'm holding him. This was not a good game. He got in. He only had two fouls, but he had those two fouls in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game. So he was dragged off and didn't play much in the first half. And yeah, look, it's not a good matchup for him going against Valanciunas and Willie Hernan Gomez. So big bodies there. So we're holding him, and he had been pretty good prior to this. Sadiq Bey, I've said it before, he's a drop for me. Just a streamer, really, if you need points. But he's really inefficient. Trey Lyles, again, this could be his best game. When you've got Trey Lyles as your leading scorer for the night, that tells you all you need to know about the performance. Killian Hayes has been sort of a guy that's been added and then people have questioned it. I'd be holding on to him, 28 minutes and 6 assists. We do need the steals to come back there, but that's why you've picked him up, just for assists and steals, and he's playing time, and that generally seems to be locked in, so I think we're good there. For the Pelicans, Josh Hart returned. He did what he does from the guard position. He got 13 rebounds, 14 points, didn't miss a field goal, didn't miss a free throw. Look, he's locked in for a good 30 minutes a night, at least until Zion's back. We don't know when that's happening. But Josh Hart, if he was dropped for whatever reason, go and grab him straight away. Hernan Gomez, we're not adding him. He's sort of a deeper league guy. Herb Jones is interesting, big minutes, but really just a streamer for steals, and he got 0 steals, so doesn't help you in that category tonight. Which is a bit of a bummer. Not really anyone else there with for the Pelicans with Kira Lewis out. Satoransky's probably going to get a bit more run, so maybe deeper leagues you could look at him. We know what he can do when he plays 20 minutes, so just deep leagues though. Lakers avenged their two early season losses to the Thunder with a pretty easy victory. To be honest, no Anthony Davis, who was a late scratch, and that could have been potentially because of the opposition. With him out, it didn't really make much of a difference, which is what I touched on in the blurbs this morning. It was really sort of they just split those minutes across a few players. Talen Horton-Tucker, well, look, add him if you want to. I think I picked him up just because they had a back-to-back, but I'm probably going to go and drop him and add someone else now. So I think you'll get more value streaming his position based on what we've seen. Same with Malik Monk. Stream him in for if they've got a favourable schedule. But outside of that, just drop him. Carmelo Anthony is probably in that basket as well. For the Thunder, it was a pretty ugly one, to be honest. Trey Mann had a few highlight plays. But it's so hard to know who's going to get minutes for this team. Kenrick Williams had been pretty good leading into this game, and he still got a steal, but he didn't score. He'll get you other stats. So in deep leagues, he's sort of a Batum light kind of guy. So he'll fill the box score up, but won't really score a lot. Beyond them, Robinson Earl, I mean, he had 9 boards, played 26 minutes. Really a back-end center at best, more a deep league guy. It's probably Dort, Giddey, and Shea are the only 3 players that are really 12-team worthy on this team. Darius Bazley is fine as a bit of a streamer as well. For the final game, which just wrapped up about, 15 minutes ago, the Suns easily took care of the Celtics, even without DeAndre Ayton. For the Celtics first, Rob Williams is a guy who we had a question about. He's been, look, I don't have him on any teams, so I'm just going to pull up. Oh, I don't want that one. I'm just going to pull up his rank and what his numbers have been, because I haven't actually paid a lot of attention to what he's been doing, given I don't have a personal sort of vested interest in him. So yeah, look, he hasn't been great, to be honest. Looking at his block numbers there, they're down a bit. He's probably a hold, I think, just because we know what he can do. But his minutes are down. Like, he's playing under 25 minutes a game. Whether this is to do with his injuries, he's had a few little injuries this season, so whether they're just very slowly easing him back into the rotation, but his plus minus is pretty bad as well. So look, this happens with guys like this. We saw it with Whiteside. We saw it with Mitch Robinson. Once offenses figure them out and how to score around them, that sort of thing, it does take them out of the game a little bit. So I'd probably be viewing him as sort of a top 80 guy at the moment, not top 50 like we were. I'm probably holding just because he still gave you 5 rebounds and 2 blocks and shot 80% from the field. So hopefully if you did draft him, you were punting points and assists and threes, those sorts of things. So I'm probably holding him. Marcus Smart, 1 of 13. I was following his shot chart just to see what happened. Look, this was a bad game. He's been better than this. So I think with no Josh Richardson tonight, he was out with health and safety for health and safety protocols. He'll come back in. That takes a little bit of that pressure off Smart. I know Smart is sort of the starting point guard or slash shooting guard. I actually prefer him playing sort of alongside Jaylen Brown, those guys. Takes a bit more of the pressure off him, so I'd wait until we get their roster back before making any moves in regards to Smart. I think he's still doing enough to have value. For the Suns, as I mentioned, no DeAndre Ayton, so JaVale McGee started and was awesome. 21 points, 15 rebounds, 2 blocks, 9 of 16 from the field. I have him in 2 leagues, slightly deeper leagues, 14-team leagues. And all I want him to do is get rebounds and blocks. And he did that tonight. Obviously, this is an outlier because he played 26 minutes compared to he's sort of playing around 15 to 18 minutes normally. So he's not going to be this good. But if it, those specific categories are what you're looking for, then I think he's fine to hold in slightly deeper leagues. And Cam Johnson as well was decent enough. Again, he's hitting threes. He's getting pretty good minutes with Devin Booker out. So he's sort of a long-term streamer kind of guy at the moment. No one else really there that we're looking at. I mean, Jay Crowder had a good night, but he could just be crap the next night. So he's just someone to stream in, as is Landry Shamet. Outside of that, they were all... yeah, I mean, they all did their thing. It was a pretty easy victory, so the minutes were a bit all over the place. So that'll do it for tonight's game. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. This will depends where I am at this time of day. So this is sort of 4:30 in the afternoon, my time. Tomorrow, who knows? I'm at my parents', I think, for dinner. So I might be able to do it on my phone from there. Thanks for listening. Hopefully it sort of answered your questions or any touched on any players that you were looking at picking up or dropping. And if you've got any other questions, just throw them into the Ask the Pros channel there, and I'll go and jump onto Twitter and sort of summarize all of this in my playlist. All right, thanks guys. Bye.